The child health insurance program in Colorado is for kids and for pregnant women. In Colorado, we have about 75,000 kids on the program and just under 800 pregnant women. These are people who make a little too much money to qualify for Colorado Medicaid, but yet they still need some assistance with their health coverage and to be able to see a pediatrician, to see an obstetrician, et cetera, at obviously a very important time in one's life.
The Child Health Plan Plus in Colorado recently lost federal funding. Can you talk about how much of that program is dependent on federal funding and how much you lost?
The Child Health Plan Plus in Colorado is funded by the federal government at 88%. I don't have the actual dollar amount. I'm afraid to tell you what that is, but 88% is obviously a big chunk of the funding for that. And that funding went away September 30th when the federal fiscal year ended and Congress did not act to restore funding to the CHIP program. So we still have funds in the account to cover the CHIP program through the end of January of 2018. And we are encouraging our CHIP members to continue to go see their doctors, get those prenatal visits, get those pediatric visits, just use their benefits as they normally would.
What would you recommend that they do to plan for changes?
If Congress does not get its collective act together around this, you know, what we are suggesting to people is they become familiar with plans that are offered through Connect for Health Colorado. You know, the CHIP program is one that has enjoyed bipartisan support over the years, and it seems like both sides of the political aisle want to get to a resolution with CHIP because they recognize its importance, but they're, you know, they're still negotiating or squabbling over some of those details. While up to now, everyone was cautiously optimistic that they may have a deal in place before Thanksgiving, now it's not looking like that deadline is going to work and that we may be looking at early December before Congress can negotiate, you know, a decision that is amicable for everybody involved. One of the things that's important for your listeners who may have health coverage through the CHIP program is that they should continue to use their benefits as they normally would. If Congress does not act in November, we'll be sending out one notice probably the week after Thanksgiving, just informing CHIP members to start looking at health insurance options and plans on Connect for Health Colorado. Because if Congress does not restore funding to the CHIP program and funding runs out, these folks still need coverage, and the next best place for them to get that coverage, if not through their employer, is through Connect for Health Colorado, where they could qualify for a subsidy to help bring down the premiums. It will likely be still more expensive than the CHIP program, but having that coverage is critically important, particularly for the pregnant women that are covered by CHIP currently, and obviously for the kids to get in, get those immunizations, get those physicals, and have that place of care for your family.
Well, Mark Williams, right now it sounds like you're sort of in emergency mode over at Child Health Plan Plus.
We are keeping a close eye on what the government, federal government, is doing. Yeah, this is an important program, not only in Colorado, but across the country. The CHIP program has been around since 1997. It's something that has provided care to millions of kids and pregnant women over the years. And by and large, it's really a nonpartisan issue.
Well, Mark Williams of the State Department of Healthcare Policy and Finance, thanks very much for talking with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.